I'm Bob Boylan from NPR Music, and this is my music journey.
You'll be the first to spin your story. I'll be the last to let you go. Tell me you'll always go before me, out of on the solemn grave. Tell me the season's almost over.
Singer-songwriter Laura Gibson performed the first Tiny Desk concert in 2008. That year, Boylan and his NPR music colleague Stephen Thompson saw Gibson perform at the South by Southwest Festival in Austin.
She was singing in a club with not a very good sound system, and also it was March Madness, and the people at the bar were watching basketball, and we just couldn't hear her. And when she came off stage, said to her, you know, why don't you just come do a concert for us in our office? And he meant it, obviously, in the moment as a joke. And 11 years ago, almost to this day, Gibson called up, said, I'm coming. And she did. And I recorded her sitting at my chair at my desk. And I edited it and we posted it and people flipped. So we did more.
800 plus performances more, in fact. It's almost easier to say who hasn't performed at the Tiny Desk, but it's provided a stage for artists across all genres, from Adele to actor and banjo player Steve Martin to Khalid.
They send me your location, let's focus on communicating, cause I just need the time and place to come through. No, send me your location, let's find the vibrations, I don't need nothing else but you.
In 2015, NPR Music wanted to open up that experience to unsigned bands and musicians and started the Tiny Desk Contest.
Good Lord, we travel, and we travel, trying to find it. We're just people, lonely people, you and I.
Fantastic Negrito won the inaugural competition with this entry. Since then, he's won 2 Grammy Awards. Subsequent Tiny Desk Contest winners, Galen Lee, Tank and the Bangas, and Naya Izumi have all built passionate fan bases. A twist to this year's contest involved opening it up to artists 18 years and older, instead of 21 and over. For Boylan, singularity makes a good submission.
I like to see an artist do something that nobody else can do except that artist. That's a hard achievement, but you can do it in small ways. You can maybe play guitar quite differently or rhythmically or something different than anyone else. Or maybe you sing, or maybe you write words in ways people don't normally write words. But I love to see something and be surprised by someone making music that I had not quite ever heard before.
Boylan has always been fascinated by music, even recording his own songs. In fact, the Tiny Desk concert name comes from his late 70s band, Tiny Desk Unit. The All Songs Considered host also spent 18 years directing All Things Considered, choosing the music within the show, even producing music stories for the program. But seeing the growth of the Tiny Desk concert series and its companion competition for lesser-known artists means more.
When I started playing music, I kind of wished that I would have become known for the music I made. Now, though, I have this opportunity to offer a platform to these artists to change their lives. And in so many ways, that is so much more rewarding than the other dream might have been.
Tonight, Boylan will be in Nelsonville to introduce Tank and the Bangas for the band's performance at Stewart's Opera House. And a reminder that Tiny Desk contest entries must be submitted by 11:59 Sunday night. Get going. More information can be found right here at wcbe.org. And if you enjoyed this short feature, please check out the full Music Journeys podcast just below the text of this story. Thanks for listening.